Hey, how's your boot? It's Adrian at Servo Stream. So I thought I'd do a bit of an audio log at the end of a hard week. Excuse me. So the new machine's in and all working. It's finally been signed off. The engineers have gone. So we're on our own. Yeah, so all in all, it's been quite a stressful and long week. We've been printing pretty much continuously all week, in and out of various repairs and bits of advice from the engineer. And it's really good. So it's a lot more efficient. It's a lot easier to use from the operator's point of view. There's less to adjust. There's less daily maintenance to do, and it just makes my life a lot easier. As I think I said in a previous booth, it's now got four drawers that automatically feed the paper into the machine. Now, before we had a big paper stack and we had to fiddle with the settings. So if we did really thick paper for business cards and things, we'd have to tweak the settings and adjust various things on the feeder. And it was always a bit of a compromise, I'll be honest. But now we can just undo the drawer, load the paper up, shut the door, tell the machine what paper's in the drawer, and it does it itself, pretty much on its own. So that's all good. So it just makes it a lot easier. It means you can actually concentrate on the job in hand rather than concentrating and setting the machine up. And we can, if we're doing a long run, we can have two drawers going. And when one runs out, it automatically goes to the next one. And while that's printing from that, we can load the other drawer up. Yeah, so it's all good. So from next week, which is, I think it's Monday the 10th, I'm starting a new shift regime. Before, I was just doing ad hoc as and when I was needed. So sometimes I wouldn't go in for a fortnight. But I've managed to secure a few more hours at work. So I'm doing 3 days a week, which suits me. I'm doing one in the afternoon till 8 p.m. on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So it means I get 4 days off a week, which is good. I'm doing a 7-hour shift, no early starts. Yeah, so I'm quite happy. I tried to get it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but they weren't having that. So that's a bit of a compromise, but I don't mind. So it means I'll get to a few hours in the morning to do a few jobs in the house, do a bit of shopping, go to work. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays I can go walking, so that's always good. I've done no walking, I'll be honest, this week, so I can feel I've put some weight on already. I'll be honest, I haven't been eating that much, so I really need to get back into some kind of routine. I haven't really been in a routine for about a fortnight, and all this rain we've had, I've been getting home at 6:30 on the evening, leaving at work at 7:15. So it's been a long day, so it's been a long and stressful week, but I'm glad it's over. So hopefully I can get back to some kind of normality. So that's the work update. I've just been uploading another boo from the hashtag RatArse series that McColgan started. Nice to see All One Word joining in. So if anybody else wants to get involved, please do. As McColgan said, if you're saying for a bit of fun, or just review, it could be wine or something, I suppose, or a nice coffee, who knows. So at the moment, I'm a glass of Newcastle Brown Ale. So, cheers everyone. Big Rig, local drink, northeast. I was sad to see it's brewed in Yorkshire, so I guess they've moved the brewery. That's what they do. Birmingham was quite famous for brews at one time. They had Ansell's. That closed down. I think Banks's is Wolverhampton. And we had the Cape Hill Brew in Smithwick. That was another one. They've all gradually died a death. I don't know where they're brewing now. I suppose Burton on Trent's got a big brewing area. So I guess they've all gone there. So that's a bit of an audio log, really. Plans for the weekend. At some point, I'm going to have the weekend. I need to attempt to repair the MG. The door lock is firmly locked. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do there. Somehow I'll have to jack the car up and pull it along on a trolley jack just to gain access to the thing. So McColgan and I will be spending Saturday or Sunday repairing cars. Used to that a long time ago when I was a young bloke. Most people do, they get first cars, always have old cars that need tinkering. So we'll be at different ends of the country tinkering with cars, with doors that are firmly locked. So I think McColgan will sort his out and hopefully I'll sort mine out. So I'm so far behind on my audio listening. I've not given up on February. I'm just so far behind. I need to have a big catch up. So I may miss a few out and then come back to it later. I don't know. So yeah, I'm a bit tired tonight. It's 20 past 8 on Friday, the whatever day it is. I've even lost track of the days, I'll be honest. I mean, what the date is? What is the date? Let's look on the computer. 7th of February 2014. So I'm sitting in front of my Mac. Recording this on the iPad Mini through Bostock Studio. So I think we're early night tonight. And this is coming past the house. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Hopefully I'll get back on track with February. Hope you all can have a good weekend. We're in for another load of rain tonight. Overnight, high winds, 60 mile an hour winds. So we're getting a bit sick of this rain now in the UK. I was looking at on the news at dinner time at work. The Dawlish, all the train track had been washed away. It's a part of I think it's the Great Western Railway. And the track was hanging in mid-air, right on the edge of the coast. So this is a quick shout out to Joe Dot Fishwick down in Teignmouth. I think Dawlish is near Teignmouth, I think. So it sounds like you've had it rough down there, so hope you're okay down there. And I suppose the sympathies have to go out to the people who flooded. I've seen some awful pictures of people being flooded out. So, I've never been flooded in my life, and I can't imagine what it would be like. It must be absolutely dreadful. Must be absolutely awful. Anyway, so hopefully you're all safe and dry. Right, I'm going to sign off. I think I need to go to bed. I'm tired. So, once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next boom.